Okay, we're continuing with the Maisa Hey, Ben Melech Ma'avanim Tovos. So the king already had a bat, but it wasn't sufficient with him with a bat. He wanted a ben, and he wanted somebody to take over his malchus. Even though the bat was smart and she knew all the instruments and she read a lot of chachma, he wanted a ben. And he looked for the other tzaddik, and the tzaddik promised him, not only will you get a ben, but you'll get a ben Ma'avanim Tovos. And he asked the king and the princess to get together all of the Avanim Tovos of all the different lands, and they should drink the water of the Avanim Tovos. Now we always have to ask, this tzaddik, he's helping this king. You know, in the Sipur Maaseh, we don't really have Jewish and non-Jewish idea. But seemingly this is not like, the tzaddik doesn't have real investment here to really daven for this king. So why doesn't he do it? Just do the minimal. Just daven that he should have a ben. That's what he wanted, and but he didn't stop at that. He went and he's daven for a ben ma'avonim tovos, and this is going to get him in trouble, as we're going to see. So as we go through the story, we have to ask ourselves: why did he give such a high promise and put him at such a risk to say, not only will I get you a ben, but I'm going to give you a ben ma'avonim tovos, when he could have just got him a ben and that was it. So we'll keep this question in mind as we read this story, and let's see what happens. V'holach l'mkomo v'yolda ben. The king went to his place and he had a ben. V'nasa simcha gdola l'melech v'ben no'nolod lo ya ma'avin tovos. However, he had a ben, but he noticed that, you know, this whole promise of avanim tovos didn't come true. So kind of like, you know, the bracha was halfly, you know, fulfilled. However, that's the way the world works. That at the beginning, we're not going to see the Avanim Tovos. The person has to go through life, and we're going to see that not only through life, but through Yisur and through pains, in order for the Avanim Tovos to be revealed. But at the beginning, nobody's born with the Avanim Tovos. A person has to go through life, and go through the Yisur, and go through all the journeys of life that a person has to do in order to bring this out, all the Avanim Tovos out. But at this point, there's no Avanim Tovos seen. Sheh ben Arba Sharim, when he was 4 years old, again, there's a code age of Rabbi Nachman, of 4 years old. Just like the bat. Now the bas is realizing that there's somebody else in town, and there's somebody else getting attention. And she got very jealous at him. Which seems like to be a natural thing, that the basket's jealous of, now this ben comes in, and the basket's jealous that he's getting all the attention right now. Just to understand on a very simple human level, you can understand it on level. Obviously, there's a lot more levels than that. You know, it could be that all of a sudden that Torah's Hasod comes into, you know, the Rashbi comes in to this world and starts revealing Torah's Hasod, and everybody starts looking towards the Torah's Hasod and saying, what's this? What about the Pashto Torah that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu? What happened to, who is this Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who are giving over the Pashtos of the Torah Sanigla, and all of a sudden, you have this great person, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Then you have the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov, and then the whole world's looking at them and saying, hold on, what's going on? Why is everybody paying attention to them? And we know that the Shem Bar Yochai says in the Zohar that Bezor Da Yofka Megalusa Berachmi, that with the Sefer HaZohar we're going to go out from the Galus, we're going to go out from this idea, and everybody starts looking. Hey, well, 1 second. What's this Torah Sanistar? Well, what's this promise about this book? We're going to go out with the Galus. The Torah is not enough. Remember, the Bas represents the pristine Torah, the Torah Sanigla, the Chachma, and all the richness that the Torah has to give, but she's missing that Torah Sasod, and the Ben is bringing this Torah Sasod, and all of a sudden the Bat is saying, hold on here, what does this person have that everyone keeps on turning to? Who is this person? Ben Melech Mechatech Eitzim. Now we take the jealousy to another level. The ben was mechatech etzim, which we're not going to go into, but I'm sure there's unbelievable sodos about mechatech etzim connected to the tzaddik being the etz chaim. And all of a sudden, he cut his hand, and out from his he cut his finger, and out from his finger came blood. And out of the blood, she noticed that there was an Evan Tov. She noticed from this blood, from the dam, there was misgala avonim tovos, and now she gets really jealous and she gets really nervous. Like, up till now, okay, fine, you know, the difference between me and my brother, he seemed to be a little bit smart, he seemed to have a little more than I had, and everybody was paying attention to him, but that would fade away. But now I realize that the tzaddik's promise of the avonim tovos is really true about my brother, and now this is really scary. So she gets very sick and to get more attention, but she really wanted to meet a person with kishuf. And eventually she realizes she meets a person with kishuf. Can you make kishuf for a person to become a mitzor? Thinking that I'm going to make my brother a mitzor. Amar hein, amar lo. But maybe she knew that her brother had a lot of kochos. Maybe we'd be able to be vatal kishuf. If you throw the kishuf into the mayim, we'll make the kishuf to make a mitzvah. We'll throw it into the water, and we'll never be able to get vasta. And the ben becomes a massive mitzvah. And that's how far the jealousy goes, the samamavis of the Torah, that although the bas is full of Torah, Torah can also turn into samamavis. When there's a rough jealousy between even Torah giants, sometimes it can turn into the ugliest thing. However, we'll see in the outcome all is good. But right now it seems pretty bad that the daughter is getting her own brother sick with mitzora. V'nasa ben ha-melech mitzora ma'od. Al chotmo tzaras al panav hashar guf over, he was become tzaras ma'od, meaning mamish full with mitzora. V'asak ha-melech b'daktor v'machashvim v'lo ilu. Obviously the melech brought all the doctors and the mechashvim v'gazal yudim shispalo b'kshu ha-tzadik v'vivu tzor ha-melech, and he brought back the tzadik and he told the Jews to daven v'ha-tzadik v'mispal tamen Hashem yizborach k'asher yimavtiach she'ben melech kulam avonim tovos, and the tzadik kept on davening I'm the one who promised that yudim avonim tovos. So here I gave you a ben with mitzora, seeming the opposite of avonim tovos, meaning a person, a leper, v'lo ha-yakein. And it wasn't that way. The tzaddik knew that this son should be avonim tovos. He says to Hashem Yisborach, what a beautiful tefillah. Did I do this for my own kavod? I didn't want to daven for this king. I didn't want to get involved with this king. The kavod of Amisol, the kavod of Hashem. Now it's not. So like Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's Parshat Shlach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is for you, Hashem. You took them out of Mitzrayim. Do you want your nation, do you want them to say about you, the God that took them out of Mitzrayim, just to not to make it to Eretz Yisrael and to be all killed in the Midbar? Now the tzaddik realizes he's dealing with kishuf. But the tzaddik is above the kishufim. And he knew that the kishuf was thrown into the mayim, the water, and he knew that once it's thrown into the water, he's not able to get it out, we're not able to get the kishuf out of this. So Amar Melech, ani nosim lecha kol ha-mechashrim la-shricham l-mayim, kdei she-yisrap et-beni, nisyar bas malka, rotza la-mayim lo-tzei ha-kishuf, and the bas malka got nervous that they're starting to get onto this idea that they're going to find the kishuf in the water and take out the kishuf. So the bat melech herself threw herself in the water. Ki yaisa yodas hei-chamun ha-kishuf. She knew exactly what was in the water. V'nafla la-mayim, she fell into the water. V'nasa rash godo shabas melech nafla la-mayim. And when the bas went into the water, made a big splash and a big sound. Uba tzadik, meaning she was revealed, all of her plan was revealed. Uba tzadik, ramalem shad ben melech yisrape, v'nisrape, v'nisiyabish, v'atzaras. All of the tzaras fell off. And niklaf kol or minu. All of the or was niklaf. It came off. It peeled away. V'nasa me'avonim tovos kolo. And all of a sudden, we see the ben. It was full of avonim tovos. V'elo kol ha-skulos shol kol avonim tovos. And all the skulos of the avonim tovos, now everybody sees on him. Hainu ki achash niklaf ha'or. Only after the niklaf ha'or. Az niskale v'nir shabed melech u'kolu. Ma'adav avonim tovos kashar ma'atzadik. That sometimes, Rabbi Nachman is teaching, it takes the ugliest places. It takes the lowest places. It takes the most difficult, painful places. That once we peel that off, that's where the avonim tovos are. That's where the Avanim Tovas, if we're able to persist and be resilient and hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all the Kishuf and all the throwing in the Mayim, it's from that place where the Avanim Tovas are revealed. The Avanim Tovas are not given us to a gift on a silver platter when we don't have to work for it, when we don't have to go through Yisurin. We all have to go through certain pains in our lives and certain darkness in our lives in order to get to the Avanim Tovas. And through the Metzora, that's how the Avanim Tovas, right? The Ezra's Nintza Betzora, as David HaMelech says, I'm not quoting it correctly, that the Ezra is found in the Tzora. In the Tzora it's found, one of the main teachings of Rabbi Nachman. And this, by the way, could be a remez, that we know that the Shpola Zedi was one of the biggest fightings, had the biggest machlokas on Rabbi Nachman, who fought Rabbi Nachman very, very tough in Zlatopoli. We know that that the Shpola Zedi fell in the water himself. But one time he was going to a kfar, and he was with a Talmidim, and he was speaking bad about Rabbeinu, and when he was going over like some bridge, that he fell into the Bitzei Maim, into this bad river. And the Shpola Zedi says, no, I didn't fall in the water because I was speaking about Rabbeinu, it's not true. And the Hosea Hagalah fell into the water. And in the end, the Shpola Zedi came out of the water. But this is Rumarumas, the idea of the bat going into the water and making a big splash, and everybody heard. That's, you know, Rabbi Nachman, that the machlokets built me. Rabbi Nachman says many places in Likutei Maran, that it's after through the machlokets of the people going against you, that's when you see the Avanim Tovos. So Rabbi Nachman is offering us a Yiddishkeit of, not just a Yiddishkeit of the bat, where everything is good, and there's chachma, and there's prestige, and there's good things, and there's mirot and everything like that. And Rabbi Nachman was giving the Avanim Tovos, but the Avanim Tovos can only be attained through the pains. It was a difficult process to get the Avanim Tovos. And Rabbi Nachman says, that's what I'm giving you. Focus, don't run away from the pain. We say so many times that Rabbi Nachman taught the world that not only should you not run away from your pain, run to your pain, because that in that place, in that place where the painful place, that's what will be the Avanim Tovos. So this Sipur, I think, is Rabbi Nachman telling that I am offering the Avanim Tovos, but you're going to have to go through certain pain to get that Avanim Tovos. But once you go through that and you persist and you're resilient, you're going to reach and become the Ben Me'Avanim Tovos.